It is hard to imagine that after almost 30 years of attending spanking and or kinky parties, I am never bored. And that fact is still true for this kinkster even after attending what I found out was the last July party for the Crimson Moon organization. If I were to analyze why boredom at such an event is never an issue for me, I would have to say it's a combination made up of three things. Number one, it has to be a safe and cohesive venue. Number two, there has to be brave and articulate people gathered to act out their given fantasies together, along with number three, my own ever-existing adoration of the sport of kink. After 24 years, Crimson Moon has been a finely greased machine, and it was obvious to one who has attended as many parties as I have. Perhaps not to the organizers, Yoni and Mike, because they knew the background issues that I, thankfully, had no part of. But to those of us who were there to play with only needs for sustenance and a slight bit of sleep, it was sublime. Though pictures are frowned upon at parties like this, my reputation for asking permission, showing only faces that want to be seen, and presenting interesting quality images has thankfully granted me a special place to document our truly extraordinary play. These pictures are both for our own gratification. Pinch me, did I really get to just do that? And perhaps even for those who have had fantasies and are considering crossing over to the real experience. This post, and probably several more to come, will include images from scenes I was fortunate enough to be a part of in one way or another. Capturing some of them meant I was given VIP permission to stand right in the middle of a scene in progress. It is an honor I do not take lightly. These images will give the subjects proof that it really did happen, and their audience a view most never get to see. Oh, and attention to littles and middles. If you look carefully, you might see my toes peeking through in the pictures. Can you find Madam Samantha Bee's toes? I also hope that these pictures evoke a clearer understanding of what a safe, consensual interaction can look like, as well as what it is about these special parties that truly trick my trigger each and every time. Before July 20, 2017, I had never met either of the organizers of Crimson Moon or their staff. They were merely names with positive reviews I had heard about throughout the years. My efforts to connect before with those party givers and attendees made all the difference in the world, and I explained how I did that in a previous post. Here's the link if you want to see and are interested in attending your first party. As it turned out, I had a special connection with one of the party givers, Yoni, and each member welcomed me with open arms. The best part was that even though we didn't know each other, each person had that familiar look, that glimmer I see at every party and know only too well. A smile of sheer joy at the opportunity to act out a fantasy for real. Heading out of the ballroom on my way to the bathroom, I was waylaid by Fun Aloud. He is a known commodity in the East, but a new top to me. He was rather distressed. Would I mind assisting him with these three naughty girls? There they were, each with their pants down, bent over a table side by side. They began to giggle, especially the middle one, and I knew his need for my help overweighed any bladder issue I might have had, and immediately I went to work. I spoke privately into the ear of each naughty girl to get a sense of her and her need for a bottom paddling. And indeed, each young lady did have a reason that made me need to spank, paddle, pinch, and squeeze a necessity. Helping fun aloud became a complete pleasure. Next, I was in a private playroom and I saw fun aloud and his cohort, Achilles, topping one of my favorite sexy bottoms. They were so focused on their work, it was impossible not to be drawn into their art. My play style is usually welcomed in most situations, and thankfully, when I asked to participate in the middle of this next scene, a very daring move, I was given a green light. Mind you, I would never have interrupted a scene, but the bottom in the scene and I were friends, and with only one weekend to play and so many girly bottoms to play with, we wanted to make sure we got our time together. She looked up at me with her adorable brown eyes and said, "Yes," with a knowing smile. Once she said yes, happily they were kind enough to make space for me to flog her with my new teal-colored flogger. These are perfect examples of unseen views from above. Dr. Lecter, on the other hand, is a top that straddles both the East and the West Coast. He has been a friend since he entered the scene some 9 years ago. Here he is topping his own lady, the adorable pro-spanking model, Mackenzie Reed. Stay tuned as I teach little Mackenzie a lesson in both Sarah Gregory's up-and-coming Mommy Spankings and her Strickmore Academy Winter. Here is Dr. Lecter topping a new member of our community, Lady Alice. Dr. Lecter can always be counted on to deliver such a satisfying scene that his bottom usually walks away on a cloud, and as you can read on her face, this was obviously the case with Lady Alice. He is one of the few tops that I allow to flog me, so when time permits, Dr. Lecter takes good care of me as well, and though you can't see my face, my legs almost buckled amidst his flogging. To be notified about more posts and pictures from Crimson Moon and my other video shoots that I'm a part of, subscribe on this page at no fee and you will get notified. This is Madam Samantha Bee.